To many New Mexicans watching TV or listening to commercial radio, this might be a familiar sound.
Times are tough. Money is tight. And it's harder.
¿Necesitas dinero lo más rápido posible? Pues ven a Tío Rico.
With TurtleMax, get $1,000, $3,000, $6,000, even $10,000.
Those are a few ads from New Mexico's many storefront loan shops. And when I say many, I'm not exaggerating. Statewide, storefront lending businesses outnumber fast food chain restaurants. People here took out nearly 300,000 of these loans in 2013, often to cover emergencies or to buy groceries when times were tough. The average interest rate, well over 300%. Ben Francisco lives on the Navajo Reservation near Gallup. Now in his mid-90s, he started working for the railroad in 1927 and only recently retired. Speaking through a Diné interpreter, he says he went to a lending store when his daughter fell ill with cancer and he needed gas money to drive her to her treatments. He took out $100 here, then another couple hundred there, and soon he was in way over his head. At the beginning of each month, he turned over his retirement and Social Security checks to the lenders, but that left him without enough money for food or for utility bills. His payments on the loans, which had triple-digit interest rates, ballooned higher and higher until he couldn't pay them.
Did they explain to you how much you were going to have to pay when you took out the loan?
Explained.
Gene Phillips is an attorney for New Mexico Legal Aid in Gallup, who's helping Francisco with his debt problems. She says cases like this are far from unusual in Gallup, where there are more loan stores per capita than anywhere else in the state.
Over and over again, I've seen clients who have gone at the beginning of the month, emptied out their bank accounts to pay all of their small loans, and then gotten behind on their rent, gotten behind on their utilities, not been able to buy groceries. I've seen people go hungry. I've seen people lose their homes over this.
Philip says Medicaid would have covered Francisco's daughter's transportation to medical treatments, but she explains low-income people often aren't aware of the programs and services that are available to them, so they turn to storefront lenders first.
That's the business plan of these predatory lenders is they go to where the access to capital is difficult or hard.
That's Marvin Ginn, who runs Native Community Finance, an organization that offers financial literacy courses and low-interest refinancing of storefront loans in Laguna Pueblo. Ginn says creating alternatives to these loans can have profound benefits for communities saturated with promises of quick cash.
The highest interest rate I've refinanced was 1,018%. The most recent highest one within the past two or three months has been 719%.
Some of it may be bad for people.
Andrew Morrison is executive vice president of Sun Loan Company.
But clearly, poorer people need access to credit just as much, if not more, than rich people. So it's very helpful for them to have people market to them and provide their services to them.
Morrison says storefront lending shops have to charge more interest because a low interest rate on many small loans doesn't generate enough income to support their businesses. But Morrison does agree that the storefront lending industry in New Mexico should be regulated more heavily. A recent proposal to cap interest rates at 36% was tabled in the state legislature after strong opposition from the lending industry. But Morrison says several other proposals have the potential to offer consumer protections and keep sources of credit within the reach of New Mexico's low-income residents. But according to advocates for capping interest rates, those proposals would not prohibit the triple-digit interest rates and high fees that can trap people in a cycle of debt. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.